Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship Healing show tonight, and it's Friday. This is the paranormal show, so if you have any paranormal questions you'd like to bring forth, you can do it on the fast chat there or clxquestions@yahoo.com. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. And today's date is July 28, 2017. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. A lot of energy there. 1, 2, there we go. That feels better. Okay, so that day's cleared. And let's bring some peace energy into your room. And here we go. Bring up your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and you have a situation going on. Maybe you have some pain in your body. Here we go. This helps you release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Okay, let's bring our co-host on. Are you all ready to go, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. As Ron said, today is July 28th, 2017. We're on BBS Radio Station 2 every Friday night, and it's at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron, who is our host. And tonight, Ron, has, as he announced, will take stories of paranormal nature, things that might have happened to you that don't quite make sense, make you uncomfortable, don't want to talk about it with someone else, observations you have that relate to situations and kinds of experiences that we talk about here on this particular program, and maybe that even relate to some of the clearings. So anyway, Ron will accept your observations and stories through our usual email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to submit something anonymously, you can use our Quick Chat Live BBS Fast Chat link, and there will be a link there on the BBS radio page to take you to a feedback form. And that's on our chat connections page. So you can fill it in, and it'll send it directly to the inbox for me to read to Ron tonight. Or if you want to send something another night and you're going to be listening on another night, you can put that in the subject line. Your question would like to be addressed on a particular night. And so then the co-host that night will pick it up. So, and also... the fast chat feedback form is anonymous, and if you are requesting a response back, you will not be able to get one. So you'll have to do that through the usual email address. So okay, Ron, we do get some paranormal types of questions and suggestions, and even some films and TV shows that listeners wanted to share with you. And so maybe I could, if you'd like to get started, maybe we could do also some healings tonight regarding, you know, alien interference. And you had been clearing the planets, so Ron had been asking for some responses for all the planet, sample planet clearings he did last week.
We do for a clearing tonight. What planet? We'll see what we have some requests already, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, let me just review real quick then, because you've already cleared Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and the Moon. That was last Friday, the Mars and the Moon, and Jupiter, and then Neptune. So there's probably just one or two planets left, you know, not counting asteroids. So I'd say Pluto and Uranus are the two that are left.
Okay, let's do Pluto. So here we go. Oh, dear. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good. So now let's start looking at the energy on it here. That's some of my camouflage energy there. Here we go. So sit back and relax. We'll see what we can do here. And taking away some more energies here. And I got the time-traveling soldiers scrutinizing this here, looking for any type of hits coming off of that, energies coming off to harm us here. Here we go. So I might just start feeling things happening. Oh, more energy going there. More energy. Oh man, more energy is coming. Things are coming our way, so here we go. Releasing energy is coming to us now, getting a few hits, and that's pretty normal here. And we'll see if anybody out there feels something similar happening here. And we'll just see how you are all doing here. Here we go, more energy. Yeah, there's a whole bunch happening, so more hits, there's some there. Oh. How are you doing, Kathy? You feel anything going on?
Yeah, I feel a lot of energy for a... That's a lot for just a little dwarf planet.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. More energies. And more. And more. A lot going on. And more. Wow, okay. Getting hot. Okay, there we go. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Well, my head and face feel very warm and flushed. That was a lot of energy you removed.
A lot of stuff happening there.
Stuff, huh? Ooh, well, seemed like it was longer than some of the other planets. That,
this is a lot of energy. Wow.
Well, it's a good thing we did it. Now, for those who requested other planets when I mentioned that, Ron had just now cleared the energy off of us from the planet Pluto, and he normally just does one per show. So your request will stay in the inbox for Ron's future consideration on other shows. Can certainly co-hosts can certainly suggest those, you know, for the next week and maybe even tomorrow night. So thanks for sending those so quick. We did do the Pluto clearing just now. So I'm going to, get back to the inbox, Ron, and read this next email, a paranormal situation that a listener wanted to share with you because it concerns her grandmother, who's 97 years old. And she's running the alien attack removal clearing for her grandmother. And the reason is she's had wicked nightmares about a baby for the past 20 years. She says, "No one sleeps through the night at Grandma's house. I'm visiting her now, and before I arrived, I purchased the alien attack clearing in her name. Now I feel there's a battle going on. She sees many things, critters, and men in her room. It is quite terrible, especially since no one believes her. I have been going through all the sections of the clearing for her, and there have been some remarkable improvements. The first night, I put the light being in her room. She yelled out in her sleep that Jesus was there signing something." So she's wondering if that was you.
I don't think so. That's interesting. I don't resonate to that. But very interesting.
Yeah, Jesus writing something. So she decided to put the picture of Jesus in her room that you have provided on the website. She is really not religious, but he is what she would expect. Last night, she slept the whole night, which was wonderful. However, today, she continues to see things and have violent dreams. I don't know how she would be able to do any timeline crashes. She does not understand what this is about. Would I be able to put her dreams in my timeline crashes because they affect me? Do you see anything I should focus on?
Well, the dream is connected to her, so it could work a little bit if you're in the dream that she's seeing you in, okay? So she sees you in her dream, then yeah, you could do that, but just doing a clearing for her, you could pay for, the timeline crash for her, then it would be, dedicated for her, and she could maybe tell you what the dream is about, and you could timeline crash it that way. It sounds like she's been hooked up for eons here. If she's getting dreams nightly and has troubles, the alien attack page is probably her best bet. Might be another clearing. I would do maybe her, possibly her natal barcode, get rid of that one, because they're tracking her somehow. And by all means, since she's older, being your grandmother, I'm assuming that anyway, do her spirit barcode. So, she'll at least be out of here, when she leaves. At least do that one. I don't know what her age is. But,
97.
97, okay. I felt like she was over 80, so yeah, do her spirit barcode. And if she's in good health, reasonably in good health, I would definitely do her death barcodes. And that might give her, to have a better life, at 97. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
In addition to those clearings, what about the emotional clearing, Ron? Would you recommend that for a
97-year-old? Oh, definitely do that one first, yes.
Okay, so that's a yes on that, in case she was wondering. She wants to get her the emotional clearing. So she'll probably be eligible for the discount if she's bought several clearings that were over $100.
Yes, uh-huh.
Because that will really help when someone's 97. So another point, Ron, is that she claims, the writer here claims she's related to these timeline crashes. She wants to do them because the dreams affect her. And in the very first sentence, she mentions a baby, that her grandmother has nightmares about a baby. Is there any connection between the listener and this baby?
Well, being the grandmother, it would be the same cell family. So very possibly, I would say that would be correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's had the nightmares about the baby for 20 years or more. So it's obviously not a baby anymore.
Oh, no. So he's, say, 100, chances are, she probably had her children, maybe when she was, say, 20 probably. So that was, we'll just say, roughly, just keeping it simple, 80 years ago, which means that the parents, typically are probably going to be, maybe 50 or 60. So I'm assuming, by that she's probably in her 40s. I'd say, I would do probably the soul family disconnect so that those dreams won't really affect you. Very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like they're using the baby to torture her.
Yeah.
It's like you can be calm during the day, but then they give you these nightmares at night, so you can't get any decent sleep. Like she said, no one sleeps through the night at her grandmother's house. Mm.
Well, it must be one of those. Maybe it's an alien, stronghold or something.
Maybe she could run the alien to light healing as well, and the audio clip you have for allowing enslaved aliens to escape.
That would be good, and also space clearing, location space clearing.
In her room.
It sounds like she's probably lived in this house for, over 50 years or something, so it's going to have all the memories and everything that was said in the house, which would be attached to her paint and her walls inside of the house, and may not have sheetrock, but might have plaster walls or something like that. And that all that energy is held in the walls. So, space clearing could help that. Since she's sleeping in her bedroom, I definitely concentrate on doing space clearings in her bedroom, see if that helps her out. I'd do that for about a week, just see what goes on. Well, back to you.
Yeah, that space location clearing.
There, It could be, if her husband, lived there and other relatives, and they're no longer here because she's, probably outliving a lot of people, they could all be entities coming into her. These people, emotional bodies, people who died and tormenting her and coming to her in her dreams, too. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that location and space clearing, Ron, because it does have a lot of elements to it, a lot of different levels, and it could clear out the entities, too, which she's got. She says that her grandmother sees entities in her room, as well as the energy of emotions and other people living there and all the other negativity that's probably being held in the walls. So there are some good suggestions for you, listener, and I hope this helps you and those also, others who are affected by energies in their room or can't sleep through the night and need some advice as how to clear these energies away. So let's move on to some other emails that you received, Ron. Right now, just a quick question, since we were talking about the location space clearing. someone just purchased it for the third time, and when they went to use it, they have a PIN, password in there that they've stored from the first clearing, and they wanted to check with you if that's okay to use that same first password.
Yeah, that one I believe would be okay, yes. As long as you pay for the clearing, you can use that, yeah. But it will be sent to you also.
Uh-huh.
Each time you enter.
Yeah, it could probably even be the same password anyway.
Yeah, so it would be okay as long as you pay for it. Oh.
Next question. Or if someone's sharing you with you, a listener from the UK, and he wants to share with you what some things he's noticed there. He says, I saw this on the local news here in the UK and had to smile darkly. In a local town, there was a cathedral memorial service for those who died in a bad flood about 10 years ago. It had been sunny all day, and then when the service started, it poured with rain at that very moment. One of the congregation turned to the other and said, God has a very dark sense of humor. And then he had to laugh because he thought, how little does he know how true that is.
Oh, that's good. Yep.
Okay, next, observation is about a clone observation, he believes. So you can maybe verify this, but he noticed a new phenomenon happening more often, almost like an actual assault. I notice more people getting on buses and not noticing or not even letting people get off the bus first before they want to jump on. One woman accused me of being too slow. Even a mother with a baby couldn't get off. Plus, people walking into me as if I wasn't there in the street. And once at work, as I was going into my office, another guy slammed right into me. I don't know if others have noticed this, but maybe sometimes the clones start malfunctioning. It's a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too long ago, someone else, Ron, sent in a similar story about they were shopping at a grocery store and someone kept crashing into her with their grocery cart. That was like an assault, too. She just kept saying, "Will you move?" Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've noticed that also in elevators. When you're trying to get off an elevator, there's people that want to get on. And almost have to ask them to wait so you can get out before they just want to jump right in that elevator. And there could be a horde of them doing that. So what do you think,
yeah.
You're on a malfunction or lack
that
of manners?
Could be a malfunction. Maybe all they know is where they're going to, and they probably don't see anybody, you know? And, you know, like maybe cattle. I mean, you know, when I first went to New York for the first time, it was about 5 o'clock, and I was outside, I think, the New Yorker Hotel in that area, and they have, you know, the subway coming up there, I believe, or it was, you know, close by there. And I was walking by, maybe I was going to try to go down or something, and all of a sudden, I see all these people with their shiny shoes and their suits on line up. They took the whole, everything, all the sides. Normally, you know, you typically you walk on the right to go down, you know, and the right to leave, you know, right side. The whole thing was flooded with people, you know, side by side for probably, felt like about 15 minutes, man. It looked like cattle coming up, trying to get out of that subway. It was almost as if you would think it would, you know, there was like something on fire down there and they had to leave quick. But that was like, wow, you know. Just like a stampede. So anyway, yeah, it's if you ever had that experience, maybe you've had it and you know what that's like. Anyway, and so you don't go looking around. Yeah, that was quite something. But yeah, people sometimes just don't relate, and that could be what's going on. They don't see anything in front of them, but they do know about a program, and they have to go from where they are, you know, point A, and they're going to point B, and that's all they know about. So back to you.
And another incident was sent in where they walk into doctor's offices or places where there's a receptionist, and instead of them greeting the person, they just stare. Someone else sent in a movie suggestion. There's a TV show that admits clones exist. It's a TV show, TMZ, and they briefly discussed soccer players are made in a laboratory, and they were showing photos of men who are like ideal specimens, and they were saying how, yeah, these are all men were remade and to be soccer players, and they're just perfect, and they were all cloned in a laboratory. That was actually on the TV show.
Yep. Probably some of the football players, too, you know. So anyway, I won't get into that.
Yeah. <Right. laughs> Okay, let's see. Someone's exhausted. They're saying that when they run clearings for other people, they even put the photo of the person in front of the clearing, and they are elsewhere, yet they feel an exhaustion from the clearing. And even with their own clearings, they feel exhausted.
Well, it sounds like they're you got a heavy load, okay, number one. If they do a clearing themselves on themselves without anybody else involved, then they do feel heavy. That's very unusual. So that means that you have a really heavy load on you. Now, if you feel heavy when you're clearing somebody else, and they're probably definitely quartered to you. So I would say that maybe that's the key to the whole thing. You have a lot of energetic cordings between the people that you know, and you need to get those cords off of you that they're giving you. Or it could be the other way around. Maybe you're one of those people that is like a busybody, and you want to give advice all the time, and you're entering into their energetic system, and you're trying to give them help and assistance for whatever they do, and that could definitely cause you to be courted to them. So you may want to check that out, looking at it that way. You know, so if you are a person that is like a school teacher in a sense, or you know, you want to always try to help people, then you're courted to them, and you're forcing your energy system onto them. So, you know, take note of that. That's kind of how I would look at that. Back to you.
Yeah, I think anyone who's run clearings on others can relate to this. And also, if you've run clearings on children and you felt a heavy emotional load, that's another matter. Probably get the energetic cording release clearing too, and run it with your name and the child's name or the person in that you're clearing with your name in it together, and then you can help clear yourself of the cords that you're putting out towards the child.
Yep.
Might find some relief that way. It's no good. It's no good doing clearings and feeling exhausted, because most people feel more light and energetic afterwards, like a big relief.
Yeah. So feeling exhausted—that's a good clue that something's going on with you to them. You know. Oh.
Yeah. There are people in the world that, Ron, that care too much. You know, that can be a good thing when you care too much. If someone really needs to care, trying to do clearings on them, when you she probably cares a lot because she's bought the clearings. So, that energetic cord release would be great. And maybe even to get on the conference call that you have to clear cords, the cording removal special that you have on Tuesday nights, so that her organs aren't working overtime to try to sustain her. That's $20, and you can find that healing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, at the top of the page, top of the home page, under special weekly clearings. And it's a weekly call every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific for about 2 hours, or even longer if Ron feels the need. And it's called Cording Removal Special. You can pay for it directly through Ron's PayPal links that he has on the events page calendar. So I think that would benefit this person with the exhaustion. Thank you for your submission and getting Ron's input on that. So another situation, Ron, is someone in New York. They've been running the environmental imbalance timeline crash. They're saying that in the past month, New York City has been unbearably hot all day and all night. After running this crash, the weather in New York got cooler the following day and is back to being comfortable. Well, that's good to know. This was written on July 26, so they must have been having quite a lot of heat. Maybe this will help somebody else who's also having heat, extra heat, to run the environmental imbalance timeline crash.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. Are used a lot by people. So if you're brand new and you're listening to us, free clearings are on the left side, you know, on the home page under free, I think it's clearings, I believe what it
free
says
healings.
There, or healings. Mm-hmm. And there's a drop-down box with 16 free clearings in that. Then you just select the one that you want, click on it, and that name of that clearing will go up into the little text box, which is a drop-down box, and then you go to go, you're ready to go. So I guess back to you. Wow, quite something.
And you know what, Ron, you have that healing, the environmental timeline crash, and some of the others. You have them preset for 600 minutes default, so I run that overnight and then wake up to better weather.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so Ron, maybe we could have some sample healings along the way here. Just jump in if you see the need.
Yeah, I'd love to do some free ones. So what can we do to help people out here?
Well, while we were talking about energetic cordings, maybe we could do one like that, cording removal.
Okay.
What do you think?
So this you would have to think about yourself, because naturally I can't do anything unless you have a situation going on. So think of where you might be corded, a physical place on your body. So here we go. Releasing your particular location. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very good. I'm going to do the same clearing. This may only be a few people listening here, but maybe you're older now, and when you were younger, you know, you did a lot of weird stuff, you know, maybe in bar scenes and things, you know, where you maybe dance on the table, you know, and doing whatever, you know. So anyway, it's probably more for women than men, and all the guys are clamping, you're doing things, you know? So you could be definitely corded. Okay, this is where I'm trying to come to here. So let's through this energy here to get rid of the cords that people attach to you. And you can pick your own body location there. So here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, well, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. Okay, we'll just see if we have any comments there. And back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's great, Ron. Ron just cleared energetic cords off our body part of a body part of our choice twice. Thank you very much, Ron. I know my knee feels a little better. All right, next question. Was this dream my spirit or a parallel life? This person writes that every night they command their spirit to stay in their body all night three times. Then they dreamed they were told to go to a meeting. When they got there, a group of people they did not know tried to do some kind of a ritual on her or him. They write, I left, but my head hurt. I would like to know if this was my spirit leaving my body or a parallel life experience.
It would be parallel life, and your spirit was more than likely in the body of the person in the dream. Back to you.
Okay, I think they want to know so they know how to clear that.
So it would be you in the dream. And you were in a body. The spirit was in the body of that person.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you do have that all alien parallel life healing. You had given it to us at one point for people who are on the 8-hour calls. That might help. Also, Ron has one more 8-hour call, which is more or less 7 hours now, coming up on Sunday the 30th. And so it's just a reminder and to have some water ready at the beginning. It's the last one of the month, obviously, and I think they'll resume again starting August. I know it's not on the calendar yet, Ron, but usually you have them like starting the second Saturday of the month. That would be August 12th, followed by the next three consecutive Sundays for those who plan ahead.
So that, sure, that sounds pretty correct. We're putting that together now, and probably I'll have an email being sent out the first part of the week here.
Yeah, and if you're not on Ron's email list, you can add yourself to his email list, which is through the website. On the right side, it says sign up for our email newsletter, and then you just put your email in there. It's all done mechanically through the website. Okay, so back to some questions. Someone has purchased the location space object clearing, and they wanted to run it on their car, yet they still have a problem with the brakes. Should they also do an entity clearing on the car as well?
Well, if you have a brake problem, I think I would do one get barcodes on the car. But you'd probably maybe want to get the brakes fixed, okay? So clearing, you know, could possibly allow the car to work a little longer. Remember, I said a little, okay? You know, you don't want the car to have a contrast with another car to have an accident. So, you know, the car could have get barcodes on it because the brakes aren't working. So, anyway, that's the way I would look at it. So get your brakes fixed. So back to you.
Yeah, the brakes are very important for speed.
And the spirit in your car could be having difficulties because you're not maintaining the car. So you might do a clearing on the spirit of the car, see if you can get rid of some of the energy off of the spirit for your car. If this sounds weird to you, just go to a used car lot and start sitting in different cars, and you're going to get the energy of the emotional body of the past owner, and you're also going to, typically, you might feel the spirit of the car coming through, and maybe that could be the reason why you might see a bunch of cars on a car lot, and all of a sudden you're drawn to one of those cars, unless, you know, if you don't know what kind of car you want, and that would be because there's probably some kind of resonance there. But, you know, it sounds like the car sphere could be having, you know, difficulties because you're not maintaining the car. Back to you.
Yeah, I do agree with you about the cars having spirit. It does sound strange, but I don't go to car lots, but I see them driving by on a big flatbed truck, cars that have been in accidents, all piled up on a flatbed. And to me, it all feels very sad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to that. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the good old cars.
Yeah. all right, so on another question regarding a clearing that you had discussed about divine energy upon conception. And you mentioned this on the January 3rd, 2007 archive. And it's a clearing that releases your parents' emotions and stuff off of you from the point of conception and connects you to the divine from all past incarnations. It rewrites the whole history of who you are. And they want to know if that's offered as a clearing session. Are they talking about the sensory clearing, Ron?
The sensory clearing would be like an emotional clearing, going back to when you first incarnated here. That's the best way that I could talk about it, because it gets rid of a lot of stuff that's hidden inside of you from your ancestors and the bodies that you were in. So it goes back to when your spirit first came here, and then it connects not what your spirit will say to clear the spirit, it connects with the bodies that you were in. And then we go from your current age back to whenever that would be. So most people are going to be probably 20,000 years, maybe minimum, typically, and maybe up to maybe 70 or 80. The furthest I went so far, I think, was 105. But I just did wonderful lady more recently here, and I think she was 62,000 years. Once you get this load taken off of you, you feel a lot better. I do samples of that off and on different shows, so I'll just do that one right now. So we'll just pick a year. Was actually going back, for the century. So we'll go back. How far back would you want to go, Kathy? What basic?
Can we go back 500?
Year? Want to go to? Let's see. How about 20,000 BC? That work for you?
Sure.
Okay, so that's actually what 22,000 years ago. So here we go, everybody. I'll just do this for you, and you can just see how it affects your body. So I got to count to 100 because it's a pretty heavy clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1-800-259-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. Boy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. Oh, we had 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So I'd like to have some comments from people, if that's possible, in the next 5 minutes here, of just how you feel about this here. So back to you.
Oh, well, comment from me. I feel very lightheaded, but my body feels heavy. Guess my spirit just... Maybe my part of my spirit came back and my head's catching up with it. Okay, so I'll check the inbox. Ron just requested some responses for all these wonderful healings he's done. He just cleared us of sensory clearing, which is goes back... He gave us... a clearing going back 22,000 years ago. And that was a sample. So, Ron, if we wanted to do the, if we wanted to purchase the sensory clearing, would that be directly through you?
Yeah, that's through me. So you need to request, and you have to have at least, you know, your emotional clearing, mental clearing. I would say typically a fear. Trauma and anxiety, and then you have to do the planet star vortex clearing. So at least those five full lifetime clearings, because you want to have this work more effectively for you. So back to you.
All right. So this listener wanted to report to you her situation that she discussed on last Friday's show, where she was getting an operation and she wanted to do her very best to keep her spirit with her and clear out the energies and, you know, just do what she could to avoid being, you know, more abducted or whatever. So she just writes to report back to you, Ron, that she's back from her parathyroid operation. It went really well. What she did was the space location clearings, and she carried the light with her during it all. It was a great success. And she says some nurses actually ran away from her. They must have been loaded with entities, she guesses. And she says other nurses were super attentive.
Very interesting.
The other thing is you see more nurses in these operations anymore than you do doctors. Oh, the person who had the car brake situation wanted you to know, thank you, the car brakes have been replaced already.
Okay. Well, still, car could still have trauma with not having them not work right, okay? So think of it as yourself. You have a problem, and you're worrying about it continuously, you know? And then you get it remedied, or, you know, the problem goes away. You still have all that back history. You know, especially, you know, like, say your car brakes are, like, squealing because it's metal against, you know, metal against metal there. And I'm sure your car is having a lot of difficulties hearing that, you know, and being with that. So that's what I would suggest, you know, still do that, to do the clearing. Back to you.
Okay, so let me read some listener responses that have come in. Okay, let's see. Well, before I do that, some people are wondering that... if synchronized swim or diving is a sport, whoops, that just disappeared off my screen. Okay. Someone just asked if they were enlisted. They didn't give their name or a way to respond back, so you'll have to resubmit that question through clsquestions@yahoo.com, please. And I'm sure Ron will be glad to answer it if he knows who you are. Okay, so a film suggestion was just submitted while this other email pops back up. It's called The Signal, and The Signal came out in 2015 starring Lawrence Fishburne. The premise is that artificial intelligence is running the planet, It further suggests that the planet is flat with a dome all underwater. Also, that the planet is all Area 51 among such areas, all underwater on a large planet of water. And it shows us a way out. He suggests you watch it to the very end. So if you want to catch that movie, Ron, it's called The Signal.
All for signals, signals?
The signal.
The signal, okay.
Yes. Someone's wanting to know if they should do could do timeline crashes to heal sleep apnea.
Maybe that may work. Maybe Be Here Now Clearing might help you. Sounds like maybe you have anxieties going on. We'll see if anybody could maybe send something in that they've had that particular situation, and they feel better now about what they've done. So let's just see what other people, you know, bring forth there.
Okay, well, here's a testimonial for the energetic cord removal clearing you just did a few moments ago. I put my hands on my chest and focused there. A melting sensation ensued. It felt very nice.
Oh, that's great.
A question regarding a clearing. This is regarding the cellular mental clearing. So you mentioned that the cellular mental clearing clears out our life path, such as the horoscope. If so, what replaces it? And how often do we have to do this clearing?
I would say typically maybe a couple times a month, maybe, because you may be taking in more energies. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay. Every couple months, did you say?
Maybe twice a month if you're having
a
major situation going on.
Well, I'm glad this question came up because I know I'm not doing that twice a month.
Yeah, I would just put it, you know, with your clearings that you normally would be doing, because that clearing is a very important one.
Okay, well, another question is a Paranormal Friday questions, and someone's asking, how can a car have a spirit if they really weren't created by the light?
Well, the energies, the car is created from metals and things from the earth. So everything from the earth has a spirit. So that's the way that works, in case you're wondering. Unless it was a car that was dropped in here from the Beyondo, and then it would not be created from the earth energies. Well, hopefully that kind of helps that.
Okay, this person's they're bothered by orbs when they sleep, and they're wondering if they put a light beam picture on their laptop in their bedroom at night, will that keep orbs away?
Very possibly, yeah. In fact, I could do an orb clearing here. So here we go. What color can we do?
I think someone requested red.
Okay. Well, here we go, red orb. So I'll count to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. I'm getting hot, so the red orbs must have us here. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I feel very flushed, too. Oh, okay, so it's 58 after the hour, Ron, and so I think I have a question here that's kind of quick. Someone would like you to explain the difference between the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, and one that we also often mention, which is the dark side mind control transmissions clearing. They're calling it dark arts, but that's
nothing. Dark side practitioner is if you know the group or the and the person's name. They're both very similar. If you just think something's happening to you and you can't get out of your own way because of something going on, you're not going to know where it came from. So they're both very similar to deal with mind control transmissions and maybe being having energy attachments to you from these people. So back to you.
Okay, a testimony just came in about the clearing going back 22,000 years. They write, if I was sitting under a big bell and someone rang it, this is how I feel after this clearing. My head feels as though it was pulled or stretched up. My body's still vibrating a bit. Whew. Yeah, I kind of feel that way too. Thank you for pulling it together to write that in, listener. If this is how you felt, that took some doing. Wow. Their head feels like it was pulled or stretched up.
Yeah, it means that something was going on probably with their head or with their body, you know. So something physically happened, and you're just feeling the energy released from it.
Oh, yeah, I like the description, like a big bell just rang over their head because they feel like their body's kind of vibrating. Like I feel like a little shaking, too.
Yeah.
Were you feeling similar, Ron? Because, wow,
feel a little hot.
Hot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that had some impact, so thank you for sending that and appreciate hearing that. That was quite a great sample clearing and quite a testimony to go with it. All right, so someone is asking you, Ron, if the current old Earth have a spirit now.
Not one of light, no. What's in here is space holders, and the trees and animals are being you know, they're still connected to light, but the planet itself just has space holders. It could have a dark side spirit in there, which, you know, the aliens would do. You know, to further their people's stuff going on with their rituals and practices and chants and everything else. But as far as one of light, no, it's not here. Basically, the Earth spirit is separated from light now. And the Earth is separated from light. But no, the Earth spirit is not separated from darkness, from the planet that has been overtaken by the aliens. People's rituals and stuff and practices. That's because they brought the aliens in, and now they're owned by them. So that's the way it is. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Well, we're 1 minute past the top of the hour. And then I'd like to read this one last testimony you received about the 22,000-year clearing, and then I'll turn it back over to you for any final announcements or healings you'd like to do. All right. So here they write, during a 22,000-year clearing, I have never yawned during a show clearing, and I yawned really big twice. I also feel very lightheaded. By the way, regarding the cording removal earlier in the show, I am one of the female 60-plus barroom table dancers.
That's great. Okay. Oh, dear.
I was actually a bartender many years ago. And now I have big problems with my neck due to previous neck and head injuries during this lifetime. The tightness and pain in my neck feels much less now. Thank you very much, Ron. So, Ron, would you recommend the sensory clearing? I know you recommend it for everybody, but how about for this person in particular?
I would definitely say yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how about any other clearings? How about the cording removal call? I wonder if they're on it, or the energetic cording removal clearing.
I think with that first two, if they can get the whole lifetime cording clearing, that'd be your best bet. You can't come out, the $20 calls are fine, but you want to clear your whole life out because you may have been doing your job for a couple of years or so. So that would be hard to do each day, we'll say, typically, on that cording call. The cording call is typically for people that know that something happened to them and they want to get it off them. Or maybe they have some type of ache or pain that's been with them for months and they can't seem to shake it. And not knowing, why it's there and how it's got put on them. So that's what the cording call is about. Or if you have a problem with your physical body, with something going on, then, you want to also, get rid of the cords attached to that. Another way of stating that, like if you have a broken arm and you go out in public, everybody's going to be looking at your arm with a cast on it or the sling over your shoulder, going down to your arm with the cast. So each time somebody sees you, they're going to project or inject you, we'll say, with what they think of a broken arm. And if they had one themselves and it was real painful, they're going to project all that emotional pain onto you. And now you could have, 200 people in a day doing that to you. You want to get that stuff off of you. I think we got a testimonial that came in on CLS question. Can you check that out, Kathy? We got maybe a minute to go here, maybe. We can go a little bit over.
A testimonial?
It's about sleep. We have anything coming in on CLS questions?
About sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I got it here. After I completed the placenta healing, I felt as though I had the most incredibly deep muscle massage. I am now sleeping deeper, and my mind feels very peaceful. It's as if I'm doing mind-to-heart drops all day long. I didn't realize that I needed the session until I did it. Do you want to elaborate a bit on that, Ron, the placenta healing?
I think we're doing that clearing, a special clearing with pins and the placenta clearing. And I think it's maybe the first Saturday in September.
The first Saturday in September?
Yes, uh-huh. I believe so. So that's right now in the mix. It'll be a $50 conference call starting at 1 o'clock as normal. So it'll be interesting. We'll be talking about that more. So it'll be Saturday the 2nd, I believe. So it's like our time is running short here. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening. And we shall see you tomorrow night, hopefully. Saturday night, live on the Lightship. And same time, same station. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.